Whale, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is going to be open lines, and you can call us at 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791, right here at Genesis. Joel Skousen's usually with us at this time, but he called just last night, wasn't able to make it, and we weren't able to get anybody to fill his place, so I just thought we'd do an open lines, always interested, and certainly there's so much to talk about, and certainly the biggest thing is the imminent threat of swine flu, or H1N1 flu, or pig flu, or call it what you want to, Mexican flu. It's the greatest scam in the world. And what most people don't understand is there is an agenda behind this, and it's just not quite clear exactly what the agenda is. Certainly, the United States government has already put out $1 billion, $1 billion bucks, to actually pay to develop this swine flu influenza. And then, of course, another $8 billion to purchase 195 a million doses of this. It looks like we're paying we're paying quite a bit for every single shot. That's $8 billion for 195 million doses here. So somebody's making an awful lot of profit. And is this all about profits for the drug companies? Would they really scam the American people to make money? Sure they would. I mean, the statin drug scam is a scam. The statin drugs lower cholesterol. No question, you can look at the figures. But what you do when you lower the cholesterol, why, you injure the brain and you injure the muscles and you injure every tissue in the body, because these cells, the membranes, are dependent upon the availability of cholesterol. And many of these people begin to get dementia and amnesia and all sorts of neuropsychiatric problems. And their heart doesn't work so well. And everybody who's on statin drugs should be on coenzyme Q10. In fact, I think it was Pfizer that got a patent to combine a coenzyme Q10 with their product, their statin product. And then you know what they did? They didn't produce it. Why? Because it's potentially dangerous. People can go into heart failure and they can die because they're taking statin drugs. But you're not going to be told that. Would the drug companies willingly do that with the help of the FDA? And absolutely. But I think that what we're seeing with the swine flu scam is even much, much more dangerous. And certainly there's a wonderful article. It's available. You can find it on WorldNet Daily today. It comes out of Global Outreach. And the gentleman there who's a professor, his name is Michael Shudakovsky. And he talks about how basically he's talked to people up in Canada and in England, and he has been told that the doctors there have been threatened and told they'll lose their jobs if they tell the truth about this scam. Well, who do we have calling in? Jim calling from where? Well, Jim, let's go to Jim from West Virginia. But I want you to know this is a scam, and of course it could be to make money. It could be to create chaos. It could be because it's part of the population control agenda. And they're planning, the World Health Organization wants to make between 4 and 4.9 billion doses of this vaccine. Everything that I've been able to read suggests we're going to have squalene here in the United States in it. They already have the squalene in the product that's being used in Great Britain. It certainly is dangerous for women and pregnant women. And yet they're the first group that's going to get the vaccine here in the United States. As of yesterday, I got a email from the CDC, what I called them, and they told me that they're considering putting the squalene in. They haven't decided yet. They're going to see what the preliminary studies show. Well, I can tell you the preliminary studies are going to show that if you put squalene into the vaccine, you increase the immune response. And it definitely doesn't work. But long term, the squalene is a deadly, deadly substance. It's already killed literally hundreds of thousands of people in America and throughout the world. Well, with that as a background, let's go to our Jim is calling from West Virginia. And again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. Jim, thanks very much for calling in. What can we do for you?
Oh, first of all, we do love you dearly, Dr. Stan. When I was a youngster, as a teenager, my parents figured out what was in my history books, went ballistic, and they made me read a whole bunch of stuff, Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. I won't bore you with the list. And I've been watching this unfold ever since, and it's like been a slow motion Red Dawn. But ever so many times, people don't realize, for instance, if you're a pauper, you're in the 50% tax bracket, because every time you buy something, about half, but actually more than half, they're now saying 70%, it goes to August by the time we pay all the taxes, over half that price is a hidden taxes on every person, place, and thing that brought that into your possession. And when I was a youngster, my parents told me words of Adam Smith, and I read them from him, that you create wealth when you take something of little or no value and increase its value as a result of human endeavor. And all wealth is ultimately dug out of or grown out of the ground. And I grew up like this. What I'd like to know is why didn't everybody else? But it's funny. People will hear about a million people we've murdered in Iraq. And that doesn't bother them. But if you talk to them about their pocketbook, they listen. But the poor think, oh, I didn't pay that many taxes. Yeah, you did every time you bought something. Because if you buy a GM car, you paid the taxes on the CEO of General Motors. They don't realize it's hidden in the cost.
And we always told that the poor don't pay taxes in America. Most of the taxes are paid by the very rich. But what nobody remembers is that everybody who's working, has any job, even a menial job, is going to pay Social Security, and they're going to pay Medicare, and their boss is going to put an equivalent amount. Up to 15% of their income is going into Medicare and Social Security, and it's gone because the money's already spent. And you're absolutely right. So the sales tax and the other taxes, certainly the poor are paying large taxes, and they have no idea what's going on. They think the government's taking care of them. Well, they're going to take care of them. They want to get rid of them.
Well, what it boils down to is you don't realize, most people don't realize, I'm not saying you, most people don't realize that when they buy a loaf of bread, they're paying the Social Security taxes of the employer and the employee, a chunk of that in that loaf of bread. And the wealthy think that their money makes them somehow immune. No, they are targets of government. The more Hitler went after the Jews because they had money. But people think that, oh, I'm poor, I'm not a victim. You know, the government's not after me. And people think, I'm wealthy, I'm insulated. And they're not. I mean, I don't understand why all these people haven't figured out there's a full-blown attack on everything, air, food, water, medically, you name it. Name one area which we're not under attack. I haven't found one.
Well, I'm even more worried, Jim. I'm more worried about the population control agenda program, which is intent upon killing off most of the people in the world, and certainly a large segment of the people here in the United States. The program is already underway. They've targeted the blacks and the Hispanics, and that's why, of course, blacks get AIDS way out of proportion to whites. It's not because they're more promiscuous, but because this disease was engineered specifically for blacks. That's why 46% of the pregnant women in Botswana today are HIV infected, and they're all going to die. There is a population control agenda program, and the poor better understand that they're targeted, but not the elite. The elite.
Everybody.
Most of the elite are going to survive. Hey,
oh, yeah.
But certainly, because they're the ones who are engineering this, and we're talking about specifically people like Mr. Bloomfield, mayor of New York. He's a billionaire. He attended this recent meeting in New York City, where they actually had David Rockefeller and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and George Soros and Ted Turner and Oprah was there. And they were planning on how they're going to get rid of most of the people in the world. They believe in population control. They're implementing the program, and they've already killed millions of people.
When you look into Ebola, you look into SARS, you look into AIDS, you look into the 7 mycoplasmas, which Garth Nicholson has researched. I mean, this and it's just more of the same. In the vaccines, it's the same deal as population control.
Amen.
Now, I don't know why we call them elite.
Well, because they got a lot of money, but they're really not elite. They're evil and wicked people. Hey, we're going to have to go to a break here. If you want to hang on, you're welcome to. Our number, 1-800-259-5791.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablock to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news. Well, we've still got Jim. Jim, are you still there from West Virginia?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, we do have another caller, but you go right ahead. What else would you like to say?
I'll make two little points. My mother had read God knows how many history books, and we had a house with kids around my high school called the library. But I don't remember which one of our founding fathers. He said the government did two things well. It took people from property and property from people. I can't remember who it was now. My dad knew some of the top people in Washington and Wall Street, the CEOs of Union Carbide. He had two patents to his name, Super Geek. And he said the very top people in all areas, education, government, sciences, you name it, medicine, they knew what was going on, but if they spoke out, they got killed. There was this first scientist who worked with him on the Manhattan Project before he knew it was a Manhattan Project, and he asked too many questions of his employers, and the headlines, I saw the newspaper clipping headlines, Nazi sympathizers killed top U.S. research scientists. No, there weren't any Nazi sympathizers. It was our own government. We never caught the Nazi sympathizers. I'd like to know if 1 out of 10,000 people in America in 2001 were Islamic terrorists, we should have seen 25,000 of these guys braiding across our TV chains, TV screens and chains. Where are these guys? This is the same old, same old, same old. And yeah, I went into tears on your show one time, knowing what's coming down if we don't get the truth out. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless you, and just help us get the truth out, get people listening. And let's go, of course, to Paul, who's calling from Oklahoma. Again, our number, 1-888-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. I have a 4-year-old son, and I took him two weekends ago to see the new G.I. Joe movie. And there's a part in the movie where one of the G.I. Joe people, you know, the good guy, she puts on this suit. And the suit, you know, turns her invisible. And she says right on the show, or on the movie, that the cameras project from the front and the so on and so forth and to the back, and it shows. And as soon as I saw that, I remembered Bob Fletcher's DVD, Exotic Weapons of Mass Control. I know you all have it there,
right?
As part of your ministry, but people need to see that. And I looked on there when I saw the part about the suit, and it came from the Learning Channel. So he took it and put it on his DVD from the Learning Channel. It's not something that Bob Fletcher's saying.
Oh no, he does good work. It's sound, and
yeah.
I wish everybody would get all of Bob Fletcher's DVDs, not only because they would help us, but because we want it. We're really selling information. I'm so glad you got that and called in, because the technology that is out there is really beyond comprehension.
It's real. You know, because I know that everyone that watched that movie, you know, they just thought, well, that's a G.I., you know, that's something on G.I. Joe. Not realizing that they were actually doing that over 10 years ago.
There are actually some excellent movies out from Hollywood, of all places. One of them is called Eagle Eye, and another one hasn't got much coverage, but it's called The Echelon Conspiracy. That's The Echelon Conspiracy. It's available in most places that sell DVDs. They wouldn't let that out into the theaters, because it tells all about Project Echelon and how they're listening to all of our conversations and reading all of our emails and all of our faxes, and all this talk about, oh, you know, George Bush, you know, exceed the law when he was listening to some people without a subpoena. They've been listening to our conversations for years, and they listen to them not only here but all throughout the world, and everybody in the world knows it except the American people. And a lot of this has been covered by James Bamford, but you can go up on the internet and look up Project Echelon and James Bamford, and people need to understand the technology that they have to monitor everything we do. And believe me, they have dossiers on literally everybody listening to this program.
Have you ever seen another movie called From Hell?
No, I really haven't. Is it good?
Oh yes, with Johnny Depp. People need to see that one too. It's the first movie that I ever know. That I know of that shows a Masonic ritual. It shows, you know, where they put the knife to their heart and they swear and it's the only movie that I know of that actually shows a Masonic ritual. It's based on Jack the Ripper. And in the whole movie, I guess I'm really giving the movie away, but it's a major motion picture. The whole movie is about the Masons. And the
right. Because the thing is that there's everything to suggest that Jack the Ripper was actually a Mason. He was getting rid of a lot of prostitutes. He had affairs with with the crown prince or somebody of that sort. This has been investigated many times. Obviously, there's a Masonic cover-up. People don't understand that the Masons work within the police. They work within the court system. And you can't get an honest trial in many instances if your judge is a Mason. I don't know if you've heard that program we did yesterday with June Griffin, but when she went before the court and she filed an affidavit saying she did not want a judge. It was either a member of the Masons or the Knights of Columbus, and they had to fly a judge in from elsewhere because so many of the judges are Masonic. And believe me, they'll carry out the directives of the secret order they belong to, and they know they better do it or they'll suffer the consequences. And you can't have a free society when you have people in the judiciary and within the court system who are Masons, whose loyalty is not to their clients and not to justice, but to the secret order that they serve.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stanton. People need to get that exotic weapons of mass control because, like I said, you'll see things in there that they're... So, it took 10 years for them to finally show it on G.I. Joe. And people are just going to think that's fiction anyways. Thank you, sir.
God bless, and thanks very much. That was Paul calling from Oklahoma. Again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Let me put a plug in for him. Bob Fletcher's DVDs. He's got a great DVD on weather control. He's got a great DVD on the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. He's got a great DVD on UFOs. I may disagree with him a little bit on his conclusion, but there's no question that they're real, they're there. And, of course, why are they there? What is their significance? His exotic weapons of mass control is excellent. His latest DVD, which is on the murder of Sonny Bono. And certainly, if you don't think that they either murder or imprison congressmen who are a threat to the establishment, you really don't know what's going on. And I could simply suggest that if you're out there in the listening audience and you haven't seen our or tape set on Deadly Assassins, where we actually interview a couple of CIA assassins, where we talk to Ted Gunderson, who spent many years with the FBI, as he talks about the assassinations, as we certainly go ahead and we actually certainly interview the gentleman that actually had tracked down the fellow who murdered General Patton, or at least it was ordered to murder General Patton, and was responsible for the accident where he came out quadriplegic. We carry the book, incidentally, Target Patton, but the DVD, the four CD set, Deadly Assassins, should be read right along with the book, General Assassins, and then, of course, you need to get the four tape set on Martin Luther King, and the four tape set on Bobby Kennedy, and the four tape sets on Jack Fitzgerald Kennedy. They murdered them all.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health communicable diseases and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions, and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here in the open lines. Our telephone number, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. We've got Wayne calling from Texas. Hi, Wayne. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, well, I'd like to say I agree with all the callers on their observations and what they're noticing going on in the world. I've certainly noticed how our society's been changed in the past 30 years. And I for one, believe the theory that the UFOs are actually what the Bible refers to as the demons, who are in conspiracy with ours and possibly other governments. And I just can't believe that we've got the technologies that we have now when we had, you know, the vacuum tubes and things just a couple of decades ago. And, you know, Dr. Stan, I'm sure you know that they can use electrical impulses to regrow an arm now just like they can on a salamander's tail, and a lot of other very miraculous things, like the Bible says, are going to happen right before the end are happening. And I'd like to hear your theory about the UFOs. I'm aware of most of the theories out there, but I'd like to hear yours, and I'll hang up and listen.
Wayne, well, basically, I agree with you. I believe that they're demonic manifestations. I believe there is another dimension. There is a supernatural dimension. And this is where the UFOs come from. This is where the cattle mutilations come from. This is where the... certainly the crop circles come from. Certainly there are many, many people who've actually, you know, witnessed, even talked to these demonic beings. We are putting together an excellent four-tape set called the Return of the Giants, my interviews with Barry Shamish, who investigated this over in Israel. And there was a manifestation there from about 87 to 1999, where repeatedly the UFOs and these giants were actually seen. I really believe, of course, this is what the fortune tellers do. This is what Edgar Cayce did. He said they communicated with the other dimension exactly as Thomas Edison did. This is why Thomas Edison, who was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, would go into a trance and he'd come up with all these wonderful ideas like the motion picture and the electric light and so many other amazing things. So many of the people who've made the great advances in modern times have been tied into the occult. Many of our world leaders have, many of our military leaders have certainly been tied into the occult. And once you begin to understand that, why, everything begins to make sense. So I certainly concur with Wayne's views that these are super manifestations of the other dimension. And there are over 5,000 people. I think it's there's a professor back at Harvard. It's either John Mack or John Mark. I think it's Mack, but I could be mistaken. Anyway, he's cataloged some 5,000 alien abductions. This didn't happen by accident. They all have very, very similar stories. Well, let's go then to Dave, who's calling us from Illinois. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. My question to you is, since you're a medical doctor and refer to the swine flu, several years ago I come down with pneumonia. And, of course, treated me for it and all that. And it was a bacterial pneumonia. I had flu at first. And the doctor told me that I would have to start taking flu shots every year to keep from having the pneumonia again. Because once you have pneumonia, it's easier to get. Anyway, 2 years after that, I took a flu shot every year. My wife would come down with the flu and get pneumonia and get really sick. And that got her healed up. He said that she would have started taking the flu shot too, and that both of us would have to take it, because if just one of us would take a flu shot, the other one would be more apt to get the flu with one that's already got the the virus in him from the flu shot. Would this swine flu work the same way if there's anything really to the swine flu shot?
Well, I think, first of all, the swine flu is a very, very mild disease. In the entire United States, since the disease broke out in April of this year, there's only been about 100, maybe 110 people at the most who were healthy who actually came down with the disease. And how old are you?
I'm 58.
All right, fine. Well, people over 65 seem to have some sort of immunity to it, because certainly people over 65 usually don't get the disease. But I personally don't believe in the influenza shots. I haven't taken them for years. And let me suggest that what you probably need, living there in Illinois, you probably need to be taking good doses of vitamin D in the wintertime, because vitamin D will prime your immune system. You're going to have to decide if you're going to take the influenza shots, but they have mercury in them. You can get them without mercury, but I'm sure you're getting those with mercury, and you're building up your level of mercury, which is going to have a real impact on your brain down the line. And certainly most of the people, in fact, literally all of the people with Alzheimer's disease, have high doses of mercury in their brains, and people who don't have Alzheimer's disease don't have high levels of mercury. I would not take those influenza shots, but you do need to keep your immune system up. In other words, you need vitamin D, you need things like oil of oregano, you need things like allicin or garlic preparations. There are a number of things that you need to do to keep your immune system up. And if I could suggest that you get Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It's one of the Bibles we have in our house. And you really need to begin looking on how you're going to increase your immune system. You can do what you want to do with the swine flu, but I wouldn't let them give it to me even at the point of a gun.
Okay, Dr. Stan, I appreciate that. I wrote that down on that book there.
Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and it's an excellent book, but it talks about how you can get your immune system working. We did an excellent program last night. Do you have a computer?
Yeah.
Well, listen to the program we did, our last program last night, with an Indian doctor, actually, but he did an excellent job talking about vitamin D, and I believe he's absolutely right, and you need a lot more vitamin D in the wintertime. How big a person are you?
Well, I'm a 250-pounder, right, 6'1".
Then you probably need what I do. I take 5,000 units of vitamin D every day. And when I start to come down with the influenza or cold or something, I will take, you know, something we have called Alibiotic. It's just a compound of oil of oregano and allicin and elderberry juice and a couple of other things. And one of those vitamin D capsules, 5,000 units, I take them every 4 hours. And usually in 4 to 8 hours, it's gone. I have missed a day behind the microphone because of a cold, really going back to 1994 when I started. And I think there's a lot of hype goes into the influenza injections. If you look at the statistics on this, and there are a number of studies up there, independent studies not done by the drug companies and by the government, but independent studies show it doesn't make a bit of difference whether you take them or not as far as your disease, you're getting the influenza. They do almost no good at all, but they can do a great deal of harm.
Well, why are they putting mercury in these shots?
Because I believe that they do damage. They know that mercury decreases fertility. And they know that mercury produces autism and has an effect on the brain. There are evil and wicked people out there who really want to destroy the minds of our children, who want to limit fertility. Do you know that worldwide the male sperm count has dropped 50% almost everywhere in the world over this last 30 years or so? Why is that happening? It's happening because they're poisoning our people, because there are people who really believe in population control. That's the reason they're storing the seeds up, you know, the seeds for wheat and corn and things up above the Arctic Circle, so that they'll be there when we start in all over again. And that's what they're really planning. It's being financed by Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation and a few other similar very wealthy people who have a different worldview than us common folks.
Well, have they been putting this mercury in these flu shots for years? I mean,
absolutely.
Before these people got big or what?
Absolutely. They put this in for years, and you have to specifically request the influenza shots without the mercury. Ordinarily, everybody gets the full dose of mercury when you take them. And we've got a lot of DVDs and information on the danger of mercury. Go up to our website and look at some of the material we have there, four tape sets, DVDs. We actually have the Simpsonwood Report, which was a secret CDC report that showed that the government knows that they're poisoning our children, and they got to keep it secret. We'll be right back.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Is Dave still there from Illinois, or did he drop off?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, do you have another thought you'd like to leave with us?
Yeah, explain this, the difference between the live virus and the dead virus vaccination shots.
All right, basically there are two types of shot. One is the dead virus, where they simply put in formaldehyde or something else and kill the virus, but you still have the antigen, in other words, the substance that promotes the immune response and begins to mobilize the antibodies, so you begin producing antibodies to the virus. The other is an attenuated virus, where they take the virus and they grow it in various toxic substances, so it almost kills the virus, but so it's still alive, but and theoretically you get a better immune response from the attenuated virus rather than from the dead virus. I mean, I don't believe that either one is a very good idea. And the reason is because, you know, God created a wonderful creation when he created the human body, and we ordinarily get infected either through the GI tract, we eat something, but there's an immune system in our gut that certainly produces an immune response before something can get into our body that way and keeps the bad organisms out and toxins. And then, or the other means we get infected is through our nasal pharynx, and there's an immune system there. But the immune system is not set to take care of artificially injected or viruses injecting them into the skin. Viruses don't get into us that way. So what you do is you get an immunity that only harnesses or, you know, mobilizes half the immune system, and those are the B cells. But the T cell part, that the killer cells, the white cells that ordinarily go in there and do all the killing, so they are either not properly stimulated, or if they are stimulated, they don't turn off normally, and then you begin getting autoimmune diseases, and you do not get a lifelong immunity from vaccines like you do when you get regular infections. So unfortunately, they've created real problems. The vaccines sound really great, but when you realize that with many of these vaccinations, they put in toxic substances and they know what they're doing, this is why we have to be concerned about them. Do you know, and you can go to the World Health Organization website, do you know that there are 2 billion people in the world who, according to the World Health Organization, who contracted hepatitis B, how did they get it? Most of them got it because they made a mistake and they just accidentally used the same needle over and over and over again when they were immunizing people throughout the world, and 2 billion people contracted a hepatitis B infection, and 60,000, 80,000 die every year of a senseless infection they got just because they made a mistake. And if you believe that was a mistake, why, of course, I have a bridge here in Santa Cruz I'd love to sell you. Hey, Rada, I got another caller, but thanks so very much for calling.
Okay, thanks, Stan.
You're welcome. Let's go to Mike, who's calling from Texas. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Dr. Stan, I got a chance to listen to finally to your recent interview with Ralph Epperson, and one of the callers brought up a new name to me, Benjamin Fulford, and the Japanese Masons. And I went on Fulford's website and then on Jeff Rentz's website, and Jeff Rentz got a three-hour interview with this guy, Fulford, and it's really all-encompassing. I mean, he hits every base that you've been talking about, it seems like to me. And I know you may had a little reaction when his name came up, but I didn't catch it when I was listening to your interview with Ralph. And
well, I just don't know what to make of it. You know, he claims this is a secret Oriental society that's going to save us all, and I don't believe it. I mean, I don't believe I could get a video interview, a taped interview with David Rockefeller. I don't think he'd sit down with me, but he sat down with Benjamin Fulford, and Chris, most of what Fulford says is absolutely right. I would agree with it. It only is he misleading us as far as the solution. Who is financing him? Why is he living on
Well, yeah, of course, you know, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all the big names are right in the middle of it, which makes it so believable, you know, and how they took advantage of, he says they took advantage of the Japanese situation after World War II and moved right in and took control of everything. And I guess all of our money that went over there to rebuild Japan really went to the so-called Rockefeller interests that were really behind the milking the cash cow that they were building. It just is, and of course Germany. He talks somewhat about the same thing. It's just.
I think most of what he says is right on. I would agree with. All I can say is that I'm just a little concerned. That's all. I survive because I feel I'm intuitive, and if I'm not smart enough, my wife certainly is. She is very intuitive. Yeah. And Sydney, all I can say is I hope he's right, but I see absolutely no evidence that there is a secret society that's going to rescue us. And
It's kind of a war of secret societies, you know. The Chinese have got them, and the Japanese have got them, and you know, we know the English have them, and the Masons have interests all over the world, and of course, secrecy is one of the devil's major
sure it is, and he may be absolutely right. I just have never put him on because I never felt comfortable, and maybe I'm just being over suspicious. Okay,
he'll load you up to overflow.
Yeah, and basically, sure. Jeff is a real good guy. I believe his heart's in the right place, and Benjamin Fulford's heart may be in the right place. I don't know, but I'm not going to stick my reputation on what he says. Yeah. Okay.
Of course, it's a point of view, you know, the Far East and the Chinese aspect of it that, of course, is involved when you finally wake up and look at it. It's they're not standing by while we're running our own show, or whoever's running our show is running this show. So that aspect of it was really enlightening to me. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
No, thank you so much for calling, Mike.
Again, you whetted my appetite again.
All right, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, of course, I don't know. I mean, maybe the whole story is true, but there are a lot of people out there that got these stories, and if you can't verify from some other source, why, I just sort of stand aside. And, of course, I go to my good friend Dennis Cuddy, who's a regular guest here, and we talk back and forth, and there are a couple of people who've got wonderful stories out there, but we just don't use them as sources of reference, and I think it'd be wise to not to use people unless you really know something about them. Well, anyway, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener support. And believe me, we have tremendous expenses every month. You know, shortwave is expensive. And we've got over 60 outlets, and we pay for most of them. If you're in a position to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you, because we don't want to have to give up any of those outlets that we have. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can get the products from us or whatever you'd like to do that can help. Why, we'd love to hear from you. Again, 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget about the all-day conference on the 25th of October here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the north shore of Monterey Bay. Beautiful time of year, going to be a great conference. And again, you need a reservation, because you'll give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we've got a great new DVD. Actually, it's Ron Brown. It's called Bonds, the Vigilante of the Stock Market, Bonds, the Vigilante of the Stock Market. And this is Ron Brown, who we have frequently talking about the bond market, which most people don't understand. But I will tell you, I learned a lot from watching that. And then, of course, as you know, we have talks by our good friend Pat Wood, the Trilateral Commission DVD, but this gets a lot into finance. My talk on the financial tsunami, gave it maybe 3 or 4 years ago, comes with a syllabus, gives you an excellent background on what's going on. And then, of course, my talk on the financial Armageddon, how they pull this scam off, and how they let Bear Stearns go down and Lehman's brother go down because they wanted to precipitate this financial collapse. And then, of course, when they got their $700 billion in TARP funds that was supposed to be used to stop the collapse of the housing market, they gave it Henry Paulson, member of the Council on Foreign Relations and Bilderbergers, gave it to his friends in the major Wall Street banks after he'd lied to the U.S. Congress. But then he didn't tell the banks they had to lend the money here in the United States, so they lent it to China and India and Dubai and Spain. But they didn't lend it here in the United States because they want this financial collapse and the Fed's participating by paying interest on the money deposited with reserves. So there is no money to lend. There's no credit, no recovery. People are going to lose their homes and their car and their jobs. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been